بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. تو ٹائٹل از کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں. نور سنت ہے کون و مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں. نور سنت ہے کون و مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں. عبد سلطان خرے ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں. عبد سلطان خرے ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں. فرق کالے و گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں. فرق کالے و گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں. یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ شان سلطانیت شتربا میں. یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ شان سلطانیت شتربا میں. جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا گل بدامہ تیرے بوستاں میں. جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا گل بدامہ تیرے بوستاں میں. جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر کام راہ وہ دونوں جہاں میں. جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر کام راہ وہ دونوں جہاں میں. ہو کمر جیسے انجم میں روشن آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں. ہو کمر جیسے انجم میں روشن آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں. آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں. آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں. نور سنت ہے کون و مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفا اما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi Waq Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. حضرت is teaching us that our success in this world, Allah Ta'ala has given us the way of life, how we should lead. And Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a mercy to mankind. And Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the fikr, how to take us out from darkness and bring us into light. And what an effort Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. Hazrat is giving us here just an iota of that effort that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. Until today, after 1400 years, we see the clear effects of the great sacrifices of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat titled this beautiful bayan, Kya Asar Ta Risalat Ki Shami. What effects there was in the splendor of the messengership, the nabuwat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentioned, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَعُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. That undoubtedly a messenger has come from amongst yourself. And the first recipients of the messenger of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Arabs themselves. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an Arab. So Allah ta'ala is telling them that from amongst yourself, عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so concerned and worried that how can people come out of the darkness of idol worship and the darkness of all passion and desires until today they were in those days they were in the darkness of idol worshipping stones. Today we're in the darkness of worshipping technology and all other things. So we should understand and realize the speaker of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عزيز عليه ما عنيتم حريص عليكم. Harith, we are, Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, we are harith and greedy for the world. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to show us that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was actually harith, so to say, greed, how every person can come away from the world, turn his direction towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and then see, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in the poem, those who realized that they were in the wrong direction, and they just came 1 minute in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and how their direction changed. And what they became? They became the light for the people of the world. As Hazrat says here, Noor Sunnat hai ko wa maqame, kya tajalli thi tere bayame. That we find the embodiment and the beautiful Noor of Sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam throughout the world. You go anywhere in the world today, people are practicing on the Sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And there is only light in that way of life. Every other way of life besides the light, life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is darkness in there. Today, unfortunately, we find in our homes, we have problems, we have arguments. Why? We have taken out the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and trading it for what? Filth and dirt, the fashion of this world. So where are we going to get peace and happiness in our homes? So the only way to come right again is to just start bringing sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read the kitab on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our beloved Dada Sheikh's kitab, so simple, small kitab, Pyari Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki Pyari sunnati. Read one sunnah every day, revise that sunnah, read the next sunnah, and make an effort in our homes that sunnah becomes alive. Today we're living in that time that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Badal Islamu ghariba. Islam will be strange today. Our children know all the fashions. You tell them sunnah, they don't know what is sunnah. Whereas the real trend, and shaitan is such a cunning enemy, that what is the real trend, he wants to change it. And he put on the terrible clothes, trendsetters. Whereas who set the trend to the world how to love was none other than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the real trend is only the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So can you imagine, tajalli means that special focus, the special nur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just spoke about Allah Rabbul Izzat, what effect that bayan had, that people that were locked in the doldrums of tyranny and oppression, people that were locked in idol worship, in unnecessary wars, etc., how Allah Ta'ala took them out from those conditions. And then, what an effort Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. At that time, the Arabs, they thought they are a superior nation. And they regarded, like till today, even the Europeans, etc., outwardly they pretend that there is no apartheid in them. But they got the worst apartheid. That people that are not their colors, dark in color, they look down upon them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and only Islam is that the way of life that has set the trend. That Abdul Sultan kare ek saf mein. Kya asar ta risalat ki shami? Look at the special effect of the great honor of the messengership of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What message Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, that now you find the slave and the king standing together next to one another in the same saf. And in Umrah, in Hajj, or what Ihram, you won't even make them out. Who's the king, who's the slave? All types of differences with regard to culture, with regard to clan, tribe, tribalism and all types of our language, whatever, all that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cut it out and said, La fadla li arabiyin ala jameen. There's no virtue upon a non-Arab over a non-Arab, over an Arab, and neither the vice versa. The only way is, inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. Follow the way of life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and inculcate taqwa. And that also, nobody can claim in this world that I got taqwa. That we'll only see when we go to the qabr. But Allah Ta'ala shows the friends of Allah Ta'ala that follow their way of life, and then you'll see all this will go out from our lives. Till today the world cannot remove this distinction. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in the world, the way he removed the distinction between white and black, that Allahu Akbar, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given the great honor to stand on the Kaaba Sharif and give the azan to announce Allahu Akbar when Fatah Makkah took place. Even the Sahaba radiallahu anhu at that time felt that, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so the Arabs will feel a bit degraded that a slave, Abyssinian slave is giving azan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Bilal will give the azan. He went through the difficulties and the toils and the torments to keep up to his iman. So Allah Ta'ala showed that the difference and honor is in iman. The difference and honor is not in your lineage, in your position, your status, whatever. Yeta teri ghulami ka sadqa, shani sultaniya chutarba me. Then those people who became the slaves of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you can only become the slave of Allah when you become the slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here down the ladder we have to become the slaves of our mashayikh. And then what does it mean? That we learn how to love with them and follow their lifestyle. Then we will become the true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah ta'ala has given us the greatest honor to be the slave of Allah. And how to be the slave of Allah? The greatest personality, the king of both the world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when I get my plate of food, I just eat like a humble slave on the ground. And I sit on the floor and I read Bismillah. So when we learn the slavery of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we find people that were ordinary shepherds. Like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, today when Allah has given me Amirul Mu'mineen, given me this honor of being ruling 2.25 million miles of the Arab world, and so much of the world we have conquered, I cry and think, when I was a small boy and looking after the goats, my father used to give me one smack, why are the goats are missing? You can't look after goats, how are you going to look after yourself? Yeah, I'm looking after the Ummah. So Allah Ta'ala shows that when we turn to the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah Ta'ala gives us honor. Jisne kante bichaye the dekha, gul badama tere bostame. What was the effect of the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to everybody, to the enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. So beautifully the poet says, Salam usbar jisne galia khakar duaye di. Salam usbar jisne patar khakar phool basaye. That only we should be only reciting durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly. That great personality, people who saw him, he gave them beautiful words in return. People who threw stones to him, he spread flowers for them. And then we saw those same personalities like Hinda, now we say radiallahu anha, Wahshi radiallahu anhu, they spread and they caused great harm to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before they realized what is reality. They threw the thorns in the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, literally. And then they became the beautiful roses of the garden of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And till today we see our mashayikh, those who follow in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Till today we see people who say that they are the enemies of our mashayikh. And they want their blood. But they saw the same sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those people become die-hard lovers of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Like Sahaba had to explain that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the minute before we came in your company and brought iman, aliyazu billah, it's not even nice to say this word, that you are the person, and now you are the best person in our life. And this was reality, so Allah Ta'ala give me all of us to realize. And how we'll get this? Jo chala tere nakshe kadam par. Kamra hai wo dono jahan. As Hazrat explained, that we are looking for success in this world, and the real success is in the year after. But success in this world also in the year after is only in one life, to follow the Naqsh-e Qadam. Naqsh-e Qadam means in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like our great Akabir, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanotvi rahmatullahi alayhi, a great friend of Allah, sees him in a dream that he is putting his foot in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give me tawfiq that from morning till night I might check, am I leading my life according to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And the simple way Allah teaches us, just start reading durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hatred of fashion etc. will come in our lives. And the love of sunnah, the love of akhirat will come in our lives. And, ho kamar jaise anjuman, anjum mein roshan, aapte mehfil-e akhtarame. Then what was the, can we imagine the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When this majlis of our shaykh looks so beautiful, the ashikan, people come to learn the love of Allah. When we just picture the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how beautifully Hazrat has painted it here, that ho kamar jaise anjum mein roshan, that O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in your gathering, you were like shining out like the 14 full moon. And what was your splendor in the majlis? Aapke mehfil-e akhtarame. That you were sitting in the, you are the king there, the beautiful 14 full moon, and who are sitting in your majalis, all the sahaba, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ashabikan nujum. The beautiful stars were around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And till today, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the only way for success and to become the star, follow my sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. And till today, follow the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are truly holding firm onto the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this time and age when it is like holding a burning coal in our hands, let us follow our shaykh, our mashayikh, and then see to practice on sunnah won't be difficult, won't be easy, it will be enjoyable. Allah give me all of us tawfiq, understanding. And finally, Hazrat says, aapki shah be intihaku. Kis tarah lae akhtar bayame. That Hazrat says, this is just a glimpse. And oh, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your splendor, your honor, what is your position by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where can I ever pen it down? Or where can I ever explain your honor and your greatness? It's beyond that. The poet says so beautifully, ma madahtu muhammadan bi maqalati, walakin madahat maqalati bi muhammada. Where can I explain and talk about the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When I take Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name, my words become beautiful. So Allah ta'ala give us this reality that we recite abundant durood and we follow in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. In the kitab, Hayatul Muslimin, the second, seventh chapter, Association with the Pious. As it mentioned, many ayat and hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showing us the importance of staying in the company of the righteous and the pious. He said the derivation of spiritual benefit from the company of the pious has been amply proven from the above references. Now we will mention such ayat and a hadith in which it will be proven that the same benefit is also attainable by studying the life conditions of the pious. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, we narrate all of these stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to you so that we strengthen your heart. This then is one benefit of reading and studying the stories of the pious people. The heart is strengthened and imbued with comfort and contentment. The heart becomes fortified against falsehood, just as the pious people were strong and steadfast against falsehood. As a result of such steadfastness, Allah Ta'ala bestows His aid. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, we aid our messengers and the people of Iman here in this world, and we will also aid them on that day when these angels bearing testimony will stand. It is evident that the aid on the day of Qiyamah will only be for the obedient ones. They will be the successful ones, while the disobedient will be met with failure. As a result of the stories of the pious people, one gains strength and firmness on the deen, while at the same time it is learned that these pious ones will attain the loftiest states of the akhirat. Hence one is encouraged to follow in their footsteps, thereby also gaining the lofty ranks in the year after. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, whoever wishes to adopt the path of piety forever should adopt the path of those pious ones who have passed away. There is no absolute certainty that a man who is living will remain firm on the path of piety until the end. The danger always remains of him going astray. Hence the path of piety of a living man could be adopted only as long as he remains on that path. The perpetual path of piety is the path of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. It is also stated in the hadith that the character and habits of the Sahaba should be established as a standard as far as possible. It is quite obvious that the adoption of the character and ways of the Sahaba can only be possible if one is aware of the life stories. It is therefore essential to study books on the lives of the illustrious Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Like the Quran and Majid, the hadith similarly narrate stories of the Anbiya alayhimu salam, ulama and awliya, with a view of inducing in people the urge to follow the uprighteous and pious personalities of the past. This purpose is stated in the order, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ. Therefore follow their guidance. The hadith are replete with the stories of the pious and accepted personalities. These stories are an effective way of exhorting people towards piety and spiritual progress. It is precisely for this reason that we find the awliya always making it a point to compile such books. The following are some books in this regard. Do make a special effort to read these books, or let someone read and explain the books to you. If the services of an alim are available for this purpose, then it will be most beneficial. So I've mentioned many kitabs here, amongst them some are translated in English also, Nashr al-Tib, Qasas al-Anbiya, Futuh al-Sham, Futuh al-Iraq, Hikayat al-Salihin, Tazkirat al-Awliya, Nazhat al-Basatin, etc., Nek Biwiya, Pious Women Folk, Pious Father, Mother, etc. So, and in English there are many other kitabs. We should ask our elders which kitab should we read. And inshallah we should also take out some time for ta'aleem daily. So Lord, also have to build a person's iman. Allah give us tawfiq.